Now, pheromones are something which us dumb human beings don't tend to know much about, because we don't really know what pheromones are. But to describe pheromones, pheromones really do give this impression of the fact that mum's home. And if you look at any African documentary, I'm sure you've seen lions, the big, you know, a male lion with his big ruff lifting up his nose, and he does a quivery thing with his top lip. You've probably seen stallions or zebras doing the same thing. Yeah, it's called the feminine response, I think it is. What they're doing is they're picking up pheromones in the air and saying, oh, where's the girl that I'm in love with? Because the girls, when they're in season cycling, would generally put out attractant pheromones which would attract the boys to them. So that's sex pheromones. We all know about that. Well, maybe we don't know about it because our nose doesn't work. Tell you what, if you had a nose the size of a German shepherd, everything about your life would be different. It wouldn't be interesting. But no secrets from anybody. So animals know all about pheromones, and I think we're just pheromone dunces because our noses don't work very well. And you know that if a female dog comes into season, she puts out a tract of pheromones which will go over the fence and blocks and blocks and blocks up the street. Rambo, the Randy Rottweiler, will pick up that smell and go, oh, I'm in love! And he comes courting that young girl, travelling across roads, across fields and furrows to find that young lady to reproduce Rottweiler cross Maltese Terriers or whatever it may be that's fallen in love with. However, what's the issue about mum? Well, the pheromones that are in this bottle here are nothing to do with sex. They're actually to do with lactation. Because when your dogs were puppies at about 3 to 7 days of age, the mum would have produced large volumes of a maternal pheromone from the skin between her mammary glands. And it's called the dog appeasing pheromone, DAP. And this is an attractant pheromone which attracts the puppies back to the mum's udders. So if you think about a puppy at 5 to 6 days of age or thereabouts, they're all blind and deaf. So the only thing they can learn to do is to suckle. It's an innate behaviour. They're born with that technique. But they've got to be able to find the teat. So good old Darwin, survival of the fittest. Dogs, puppies that weren't sensitive to pheromones would have died centuries ago. Puppies that are sensitive to pheromones find the teat, they suckle, they live. So this attractant pheromone not only brings the dog into where mum is and is associated with that very important mammalian feature of suckling, but it also says, mum's nearby, be calm. Now the penny should drop. And this very wise fellow in France, and I just wish I was him, has researched these things. He puts pheromones into a bottle like that, puts them into a PowerPoint diffuser like that, you put them in the flicks, put them in this PowerPoint, flick the switch, and this heats up and the maternal pheromone goes through the cavity in which the pheromone unit is placed, which, as you, I'm sure you guess, if it's in the dog's den, which is a small area, can be incredibly powerful to create a sense of calming. So pheromone therapy goes hand in glove with the denning principle. For me, with noise fear dogs, anybody here got a noise fear dog, Thunder Lightning? Pheromones are vitally important along with the denning principle. The separation anxiety, it's like mum's home when you're not home. They can be that good. So there've got to be some downsides. Well, the good bits of pheromones is 5 seconds of work for a month of therapy, because the bottle lasts for a month. There is nothing easier that you can do for dogs with second separation anxiety. There are no side effects of pheromones at all, none whatsoever. And they're a hand-in-glove fit with the denning principle. The bad bits, they're affected by breeze. It's a waste of time if your dog's got a separation anxiety in the backyard, which is why the denning principle is important. Absolutely won't work at all. If you've got the pheromone unit in the lounge room and the house is closed up and the dog's in the backyard, well, you can see it's not going to work, can you? And also, by the way, if you're in a Queenslander with the windows open and lots of breeze blowing from one window to the other, it's dissipated around the suburbs, so that doesn't work well for you either. So they're affected by breeze. They're no good for outside dogs at present. But the reason I say at present, they're working overseas in UK and France on collars that are soaked in pheromones. And I heard just today that they're probably going to bring out a pheromone spray, a DAP spray, which may be useful. So with those, we may be able to have more effect with these outside dogs, which would be quite useful. And the bad thing about pheromones is they do cost a bit of money. They are imported from France, so they've got all of the fees to do with that. And I suppose the professor who produces them needs to be paid a princely sum for all his research as well. So a pheromone unit like that one is around about $112 or something vaguely along those lines. It literally becomes a gamble because the research says they're about 70% effective for dogs that are living within the vapor of the pheromone. 0% effective in the dogs in the backyard, but if the dog's inside in a den, they're about 70% effective. Here in Australia, we just get to 70%. My vague calculations would be between 60 and 70%. So they become a 60 to 70% gamble of $112. The upside is very easy to use. I think some dogs are really stimulated by the smell and they say, what the heck is this? This is strange. You know, I've got to get used to it. I haven't seen many aberrant reactions from them. I've certainly seen cases where they haven't worked, which is sad. And they are a grey science, unlike things like medications where it's really obvious they're working or not. Pheromones are sometimes a bit grey, and particularly because some of the disasters I'm dealing with, we throw everything at it because these dogs are going to kill themselves if we don't. So sometimes it's a bit difficult initially to pick what happens. But sometimes we turn the pheromone unit off and the dog goes around a twist, so they turn back on again. Sometimes they have their effect for a month or two and it goes quite well. So I often leave the decision up to my own clients. I say, well, that's the idea with pheromones. They may work, they may not. It's up to you if you want to use them. The people who love them just keep buying them from me because they're one of the easiest solutions for sure. The smaller the cavity you see in, e.g. if it's in the laundry, the quicker it will generate to concentration level. Once you've got the concentration right, it can take about 1 to 2 weeks to see the benefit. But again, the smaller the area that it's in, the more beneficial it is. A lot of people ask me, do you need to leave it on all the time? Generally, the answer is yes, especially in the first month. You just want the dog to get used to the pheromones in the first month. And then, depending on the circumstance, sometimes you can turn it off, sometimes not. If the dog is in a small room, you probably could turn it off and turn it on maybe 2 hours before you leave. It takes a while to generate. But if you're in a room this size, then you probably leave it on all the time. A pheromone unit covers about 50 to 70 square metres, which is, this area here is about 110, so it'd be about 3/4 of the area we've got here. For settling new puppies into a new home, failures of assimilation, they're very good. I find they're very good, in many cases, for the old dogs who've lost the sense of sight or vision because they're overcompensating with the sense of smell, so it's quite good for those. And even for middle-aged dogs, they can often work very, very well. So it's pheromones, a very interesting science. By the way, if you want them, you can order them through the website. We have got pheromones in stock at the moment if you need some today. But bear in mind, they are 10% less while your membership's on. So if you do want them, grab... Oh, the refill's about $54 or so, something like that, $55, somewhere in those lines. And again, the refills last for a month. Now, a little bit of a break in logic here. Let's just rattle the cage and say, what's happening? Where are we going with this? The solutions just detailed will, sort of generally speaking, give you a good solution for those home alone behaviours that relate to boredom, failure of assimilation to the home like Cam's dog, new puppy problems and minor anxieties. But what about these separation anxiety things and their ugly relatives, the noise fears and the panic disorders? Will they work for that?